弟兄姊妹们平安
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
好，我们除了感谢 worship team 以外，我们非常谢谢我们的主耶稣哈。
Aside from thanking our worship team, we really want to thank our Jesus foremost.
因为我们每一次来，他都知道我们的需要。
Because every time we come to him, he knows our needs.
他也让所有渴慕他的人决定不空手而回啊。
And then he does not allow anyone who desire him will leave empty-handed.
我相信我们里面最需要的就是耶稣自己。
And I know what we need most within us is Jesus himself.
不仅仅劳苦苦担重担的可以到他面前来。
Not only are those who are weary and heavy laden can come to him.
就连我们自己觉得自己很得胜、很刚强的时候，我们最需要的仍然是耶稣。
But even in our times of victory, what we need most is still Jesus. Amen.
就算我们能够带着力量在这里服侍弟兄姊妹，我们也希望里面充满的是耶稣。
And even when we have the strength to serve brother and sister, we pray that what is in us is Jesus.
你们有没有经验出去郊游，带着西瓜，结果没带刀？带着面，没带筷子？
Have you experienced this aspect of going onto a picnic? You brought a wonderful watermelon, you forgot the knife, or you brought noodles and forgot your chopsticks.
或者你喝咖啡必须要加糖，却没有东西搅它。
And you have coffee, you have sugar, but nothing to stir your cup.
我们这次要讲的这个题目讲恩赐啊。
And when we talk about the gift, the area of spiritual gifts.
恩赐只是帮助我们能够更有效的把丰富服侍出来。
Gifts allow us to serve the fullness within us more effectively.
但是它的本身不是最重要、最宝贵的事情。
But the gift itself is not the most precious thing.
而是里面的 contents.
But the content within.
这里面到底装的是什么？
What is inside the vessel?
我们每一个人都从不同的角度来经历主。
We come from different perspectives and experiences.
所有侍奉神的人、服侍主的人，我们能够给人最好的祝福就是耶稣自己。
All those who can serve the Lord, I mean serve brothers. Sister, the very best that we can give is Jesus Himself.
但是我们怎么样子能够有效的把里面的丰富服侍给别人呢？
But how do we effectively usher forth the fullness within us to others?
我们外面需要主圣灵把恩赐把所需要的恩赐赐给我们。
And we need the gifting of the Holy Spirit for us.
不然我们就只是拿了一个空碗给别人，不能够满足人的需要。
Or else we bring an empty bowl to someone and really not be able to satisfy them.
所以我们个人的经历很重要。
So yes, our individual experiences are important.
神让我们在人生从不同的角度里面去经历人生各样的酸甜苦辣。
The Lord allow us to walk through different aspects of life that we may experience the bitterness and the sweetness of it.
让我们从不同的角度经历到基督的信实、基督的慈爱、基督的丰富。
And from different perspectives, we may experience the faithfulness, the fullness of the Lord.
所以用我刚刚很肤浅的例子，就是你可能经历的是带来的西瓜到教会来，他可能带来的一碗面到教会来。
Perhaps the fullness within you is like that watermelon or that bowl of noodles.
内容全是基督。
And yes, the content is Christ and is full.
可能方式角度不一样。
And yes, from the different perspective, these things are different.
但是当神的儿女们在一起的时候，我们从彼此的身上享受耶稣。
But then when we come together, we enjoy Jesus through one another.
那恩赐是帮助我们有效地把它服侍出来。
Again, these gifts allow us to minister these things effectively.
所以你有这么好的西瓜没有刀子呢，你总觉得你还是可以吃了哈，要空手道就是了。
So the example of having a watermelon without a knife, yes, you could still some way break it and eat it.
这个我也会哈，因为前两天我们教会有一个外国弟兄，他是跆拳黑道四段。
And an example was there was a brother who is in Taekwondo. He's fourth degree black belt.
他说他可以砍十个砖头。
He said he could break 10 bricks all at once.
你们要小心一点哈，谁不做 homework， 我以后找他去看望。
So those of you, if you don't do your homework, be careful. I know this brother very well. He will come and visit you.
我没有说他 very well 啊。对不起，我刚刚叫他外国人，这是我们中国人的毛病。到哪里去，我们都是这个叫别人都叫外国人了。
I earlier called this brother a foreigner. He's not a foreigner. He's native here.
Yeah, I am a foreigner. 所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，神把各样的恩赐摆在神家里面。
So, brothers and sisters, when we're here in God's house, God's given His gifts to all of us.
但是更重要的是，我们里面必须跟主之间有对的关系。
But more importantly than these gifts is that we have a right relationship with God.
就像我们刚才唱的诗歌 "Fill Your Lamp"， 我们里面最需要的是被耶稣常常充满。
Just as the song we just sang, "Come and fill Your Lamp," we need Jesus to come and fill us up.
我们昨天大概有听说有130-140个人来参加小组同工的培训。
It's about 130, 140 individuals that came to the training for small group leads.
我们非常感谢神啊。
We thank the Lord.
我们真的希望神家有更多爱主的人被主兴起来。
And we pray that there would be more and more of those who love the Lord and God's house that would be raised up.
我们羡慕，我们不要去羡慕那个大有恩赐的啊。
We do not desire significantly of those who are greatly gifted.
或是大有学问哈，但是生命却不好。
But those who have great knowledge but they lack the maturity of life.
我们希望我们一步一脚印很真实的在主的面前追求耶稣自己。
But every step that we take it seriously and in a genuine way before the Lord.
神家领袖的品质就决定了神家蒙福的度量跟被神使用的度量。
The quality of the leadership in God's house will determine the capacity by which this place may grow and the capacity by which we may serve.
这句话真的是很重要哈。
And this is very important.
所以我希望神家的领袖 是不是地位上的是真正生命里面的
And I pray those of us who are in the position of leadership it is not just a position but is in life
神家领袖的品质决定了教会蒙福的度量也决定了教会被神使用的度量
And again, the quality of the leadership determines the capacity by which we may grow and the capacity by which we may serve
所以我们希望我们在主的面前不仅仅凡事长进每一个人都要追求长进
So we pray that not all of us will seek to grow
我们更希望整个教会一起来长
But we as a church together we will grow
我们一起帮助对方来长
And we will help one another to grow
这样我们可以长得更快
And we will grow much quicker that way
那今天我们继续讲从恩赐看成全圣徒各尽其职
And today we will continue on the topic of equipping the saints through the perspective of spiritual gifts
但是因为上个礼拜英文组不在这里啊
Because the English speaking brother and sister was not here last week
我很快的复习一下上个礼拜的几个 highlights 几个重要点 key point
Very quickly I will review somethe key points that were mentioned last week.
那第一件事情
the first point,
我们要在这里知道说神为什么要把恩赐赐给我们。
We need to understand why God would give spiritual gifts.
从神那面，他是要让我们知道他爱我们。
From God's perspective, that He would, that we would know His love.
因为恩赐这个字本身 charisma 就是 grace 就是一个礼物啊，神给我们。
And this word charisma, gift, means God loves us.
我们每次要收礼物都很兴奋，对不对
？We're all very excited every time we're about to receive a gift, right?
尤其是谁送我们，更会让我们兴奋的程度不一样。
Particularly the gifts that we receive from certain individuals would cause us to be even more excited.
那这个礼物是从神来的，从天来的。
But these gifts came from God, came from heaven above.
神从来不给廉价的礼物的。
God would never give crummy gifts.
所以当我们知道这个礼物从神来的，那是一件很喜乐的事啊！知道他爱我们。
When we know that this gift is from the Lord, we know that it is because He loves us.
那另外一方面呢，是主耶稣升天得胜为我们赢得的啊。
And secondly, it's because Jesus ascended on high; He was victorious and He won it for us.
让我们跟他分享他的掳物。
And that we may enjoy the spoils with Him.
所以以弗所书四章说，他升上高天，掳掠仇敌以后，就把各样的恩赐赐给人。
And Ephesians chapter 4 says that the Lord ascended on high and took captivity captive.And gave gifts to men.
好，所以神把恩赐给我们，让我们知道他爱我们。
So God has given us these gifts that we may know He loves us.
而且让他看见，让我们看见主耶稣把我们当他的怎么讲？看重我们哈，他得到的礼物愿意跟我们分享。
The Lord Jesus would esteem us and share His spoils with us of His victory.
那从我们这面来说
，and from our perspective，
圣经上清楚地告诉我们，神把恩赐给我们，圣灵把各样的恩赐给人，是要叫人得益处。
And the Scripture made it very clear that God has given gifts to men that men may be blessed.
不仅接受的人得到益处
，not only those who receive the gifting will be blessed.
神是要叫我们用这个恩赐，能够让周围的人得到益处。
But through these gifts, that everyone around us may be blessed.
然后以弗所书第四章告诉我们，他把各样的恩赐赐给教会，是为了要成全圣徒各尽其职。
And the scripture is also very clear that these gifts are given to us that we may equip the saints for the work of ministry.
所以恩赐赐下不是为了你个人被高举、被人家夸奖而已。
So the gifts are given to you not for the sake that you may be elevated or be praised.
不应该讲而已哈，不应该是为那个，而是为了建造教会。
And it's for the sake of building up the church.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，这是恩赐得着的目的。
And this is the purpose of receiving these gifts.
使用的原则
and the principle of using it
就是我们这个人必须是一个对的人
that we need to be the right person
我们要在主的面前要谦卑不拿去跟别人比较
we need to be humble before the Lord that we do not compare with one another
我们必须要在圣灵的管理底下来使用这个恩赐
and under the control of the Holy Spirit we administer these gifts
我记得有一次有个传道人在我们中间讲道的时候
I remember one time there was a pastor or a preacher that was here preaching
他说有人去请教纪志文博士一个神的老仆人
And a person went to ask an elder servant of the Lord.
他说你这一生服事你的经验之谈是什么
And he says, all the days of your services, what is the essence or the most important, the precious parts of your services?
你知道这些老人家都服事几十年了要用一句话讲他服事的经验都是很精华的。
And all these elderly brothers and sisters who serve for so long, they could summarize everything with one phrase, it's quite difficult.
还记不记得这个季志文博士怎么回答
Do you remember, those of you who heard this example, how did he reply?
他说靠恩赐侍奉在恩典中堕落靠着恩赐来服侍、
serve by the gifts,
然后在恩典中堕落、
but we fall within the grace
但是这是所有侍奉主的人最要小心的事情
These are the things that those who serve the Lord need to be careful of
就是你不能够只靠恩赐来服侍的
You cannot just serve according to your giftings
你必须跟神是要对的关系
You must be at the right relationship with God
你必须里面的生命是真实的是纯净的
The life within you must be genuine, must be pure
所以很多人大有恩赐
So there are a lot of people with great gifts.
但是其实不久以后，早晚这条路上会倒下来的。
But not much longer within this path, they will fall.
啊，因为他是靠恩赐在侍奉。
Because they've been serving according to the gifts.
他知道恩赐在这里来赢得人的这个尊重。
And according to these gifts, he has won the respect of others.
啊，所以最近我们不管从报纸上，从基督教的这个网站上，知道很多属灵领袖先后跌倒。
And through articles and even articles online, we see some spiritual leaders.That have fallen.
我们除了要为的直接受到影响的弟兄姊妹们祷告，叫他们不要灰心丧气。
And not only do we need to pray for all those brothers and sisters who are affected that they do not lose faith.
那我们也都要为自己很谨守的祷告。
And we need to be very careful in praying for ourselves and be watchful.
我们不要光只是在这里说说谈谈，批评论断。
And we're not just going to talk about it and complain about it.
保罗劝我们哥林多前书第十章，当你自己以为站立得稳的时候，反而要更小心。
First Corinthians chapter 10, Paul says, be more vigilant when you think that you stand.
所以当我们今天要讲恩赐的时候，我需要先让弟兄姊妹知道，恩赐不能够离开生命来说的。
So today I want to emphasize that when we talk about spiritual gifts, we cannot step away from the aspect of life.
恩赐不能够离开圣灵来用的。
And the gifting cannot be used outside of the Holy Spirit.
而恩赐使用的最重要的目的是为了将荣耀归给神，也能够叫人从我们身上得益处。
And the most important aspect of utilizing these gifts is that God would be glorified and men may be blessed.
好，我就把上个礼拜的复习完了啊。
So this is a review of what we talked about last week.
那我现在就是想问，上个礼拜都是问中文的弟兄姊妹。
And last week we asked all the brothers who were Chinese speaking.
然后我也请弟兄姊妹回答祷告。
And I asked everybody to go home and pray.
那我想说，现在想问弟兄姊妹，你真的知道自己的恩赐是什么的，请举手。
And I want to ask those of you who have prayed about it, do you know your spiritual gifts? Raise your hands real high if you know what your gifts are.
大概还是三分之一而已哈。
Still only about a third of you.
那觉得在自己的恩赐上有用到一到十，有忠心用，好好的用，有善用它，充分用它，用到六以上的，请举手。
And those of you who have used that gifting to more than 60%, raise your hand.
怎么上个礼拜我最后问了你们，已经很多人举了，现在又少了？你这个礼拜干嘛了
？There were more people that raised their hands last week. What happened to you this week?
我们要照着已经知道的要全力以赴的
And according to what we know We need to give our very best
应该要好好用的
We need to utilize them well
我们底下要来看
So we're going to continue and look
我现在这里问了几个问题我只是常见的问题我相信你有问题更多
I posted some frequently asked questions I'm sure there are a lot more questions out there
我在这里列了五个问题
So I listed about five of them
我说天生的才干跟恩赐有没有不同或者有什么不同
Are there any differences between natural talents and spiritual gifts
觉得天生的才干跟恩赐是一样的，请举手。
Those of you who think your natural talents are exactly the same as spiritual gifts, raise your hand.
那绝对不一样的，请举手。
If you think they're different, raise your hand.
好，感谢主。好，那第二，
Praise the Lord.
我会问，就表示我觉得不一样啊。
The fact that I would ask such a question means.
虽然你看到很多的书都是这样讲哈，那天生的才干就是要给主用。
And you've seen a lot of articles that says your natural talents are for the Lord's use.
那这是我第二个问题，天生的才干可以给神用吗？
So this is my second.
会被神用吗？
Second question, can we use our natural talents?For God.
我上个礼拜明明说这个礼拜才会讲这个题目，结果会后吃饭就有人来问我了。
And I very clearly said last week that I will talk about this topic this week.But right at lunch last week, somebody came and asked me the question.
就是有人生下来就有音乐的天赋嘛，我们没有啊。
And some people are born with musical talents, and we don't.
And
these musicians, they're very sensitive to music, that they're born with it.
难道不能被神用吗?
Can they not be used for God?
这是我今天要回答的。
So I will answer that question
today. 第三个,一个人可以拥有很多恩赐吗?
And the third question, can one person possess multiple spiritual gifts?
觉得自己有超过一个以上恩赐的请举手。再说不要客气啊,请举手。
Don't be shy. If you think you have more than one gift, raise your hand.
感谢主。怎么搞得少很多了哈。
Again, a lot of hands weren't raised compared to last week.
恩赐会被改变吗？会失去吗？
Will the spiritual gifts change? Can we lose them?
第四个，恩赐有大小轻重之分吗？
Are there any differences in magnitude and significance between the gifts?
特别很多人说，神家的神儿女们通通都是一样的，都是平等的，都是罪人。
A lot of people says that we're all the same, we're all sinners.
我现在不是要去回答你那个问题哈。
I'm not responding to that particular question.
那第五个，我怎么样辨别真假的属灵恩赐呢？
Lastly, how do we distinguish?Between real and fake spiritual gifts.
不光这个问题要问自己，我怎么知道我这个是恩赐呢，还是才干呢？
And not only do we need to ask ourselves this question: Is this really my spiritual gift, or is it just my talent?
或是当你在聚会的时候来了一个神的仆人，他说他有说预言的恩赐，那么他跟我讲的预言，我要不要信呢？
And so a speaker comes into our group, and he says he has the gifting of prophecy, and he says something. Should I believe him?
他有医病的恩赐，他说他有医病的恩赐，他为我祷告以后，他说我得医治了，我是不是要相信呢？
And a brother, if he says he has the gift of healing and he prays for me, should I believe what he prayed?
你看我随便问了五个问题，这些问题你们有没有？
I asked just these five common questions.
有这些问题的请举
手。Those of you who have similar questions, raise your hands.
这样我才要讲下去嘛。
Now I can continue with the message, right?
那我就不讲了。
Or else if you all know the answer, there's no more to say.
有一些问题在我的信息里面我会回答。
And some of these questions I will answer in the message.
有一些问题我现在先回答。我现在先回答。
And I will answer it right away right now.
天生的才干 talents。
Your natural talents.
跟 gift, 跟这个 gift, 圣经上所说的这个恩赐从神来的恩赐它是不一样的。
And the spiritual gifts that come from God, they are different.
什么地方最大的不一样?
What's the most significant in its differences?
它的源头不一样。
The source is different.
那你会说我天生生下来的这个也是神给的?
You said I was born with it, so God must have given it to me.
当然你从某一个角度来说我们所有人都是他造的。
Yes, from a certain perspective, we are all created by God.
都是为了他的旨意为了他的荣耀被造的。
We are all created for his purpose, for his will, for his glory.
你有音乐的天赋你有科学家的这个才能也的确是从神来的。
Yes, if you are musically talented, you have a very scientific mind. Yes, it comes from the God.
那这是从广义来说。
And from a very broad perspective, that is true.
我们今天是在讲侍奉上的这个恩赐，哈，为了建造教会，为了叫人得益处的恩赐。
Today we're talking specifically about ministry and service in God's house that we may benefit those who come to this place.
你这个天生的才干。跟神给的恩赐两个的源头就是不一样。
Your natural talents and the spiritual gifts that are given by God, these two are different.
我到底我天生的才干可不可以给神用
?The source of these two are different, so can I use my natural talents for God?
要回答这个问题要很小心因为有人听录音只听我前半哈。
And to answer this question, we must be careful. For those who are listening to the audio messages, don't just listen to the first half.
或者只放前半给别人听的话那就不准确了所以我先讲这个预防针。
So we can't just play that first portion, so we have to say it right now.
我们天生下来的天赋这上个礼拜有个弟兄说他有天赋没有恩赐。
There was a brother that said last week that he has a heavenly father, but he doesn't have any gifts.
弟兄姊妹天生的才干。
天赋。
没有关系啦。Heavenly father, 天赋 ,OK.
I didn't understand what he was saying.
天赋就是 talent, 就是那个。
Okay. Natural talents, no spiritual gifts.
OK, 你们至少 wake up 了，谢谢哈。
Praise God, you're all awake now.
我讲到哪里了？
有天赋没有？
那个天生的才干，当然可以给神用。但是有一个过程。
The natural talents certainly you could use to serve the Lord, but there's a process.
我可不可以请那个 projecting 帮我打罗马书六章十三节出来
？Romans chapter 6 verse 13.
Yeah, 帮我打一下，好吧？
Romans chapter 6, verse 13.
算了，你们太慢了。OK. 不要将你们的肢体献给罪，做不义的器具， 道要向从死里复活的人将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
你知道罗马书十二章最有名的一节经文，就是保罗用神的慈悲劝我们将身体献上，对不对？
And the most famous verse in chapter 12 is that Paul says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God.
当作活祭，为了荣耀神。
As a living sacrifice for the glory of God.
但是他在第六章已经告诉我们，我们这个败坏的人是没有资格奉献给神的。
In chapter 6, he made it very clear that these who are, or we who are corrupted, we have no right to serve God.
神不会用的，神根本连住都不住到一个有罪人的里面。
God will not use it, God will not dwell and abide in the person of sin.
所以我们需要被救赎，需要被洁净，这是第一步。
So we need to be saved, we need to be cleansed, that's the very first step.
第二步是我们要经过死而复活，把自己献给神，放在祭坛上。
And the second step needs to go through this process of death and then into life. We need to all present ourselves on the altar.
在这样子的前提底下，神使用我们。
Now under these conditions, yes, God uses us.
所以天然的恩赐、天然的才干是一样的。
Yes, natural talents, they are the same.
你如果没有把自己奉献给神，
if it is not offered to the Lord,
对不起，你如果没有经过救赎被神洁净的话，
if you have not gone through salvation and been cleansed by God,
然后如果你没有经过奉献把自己交给神的话，
if you have not gone through the path of offering and presented to God,
原谅我说神仍然不用，
forgive me for saying this, God will not use it,
而且很多人就直接用了，就在神家产生了很多的问题。
But a lot of people go right ahead and uses their natural talents and creates a lot of problems in God's house.
非常会弹琴，天生非常会弹琴，
they naturally could play piano well,
他勤能补拙也好，或是天生的才干也好，他练了一手好琴。
Whether they are diligently prepared themselves or they're born with it, they play very well.
可是他在神家弹琴的时候，就带来了许多的难处。
But yet, as the person is playing the piano, it brings a lot of problems from God's house.
那 worship leader 说这边要轻一点，他才管你的，他继续弹。
And when the worship leader says, "Let's tone down a little bit," he or she just keeps playing very loudly.
他觉得在教会要单纯一点，他就要像演奏会一样这样来来回回给你。
And somebody felt that at this very moment we need to just be more simple.But she would just demonstrate herself.
或者这边需要稍微轻快一点，他就给你慢慢弹。
Or maybe it needs to be more lively, but she or he will want to slow down.
因为他只照他自己的恩赐在发挥，他不愿意接受连。不要说不接受圣灵的，连眼前的人他都不愿意听的。
But this person is expressing his own abilities, his own gifts, and he doesn't care about God. Really, just not even the what people care about.
所以两个是不一样的。
So from these two perspectives, quite different.
我们说过，恩赐的使用必须是。顺从圣灵，而且依靠圣灵。
And we said earlier that the using of these spiritual gifts must come to the obedience and the reliance of the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书十二章特别讲到恩赐的使用必须在圣灵的管理底下。
First Corinthians chapter 12 made it very clear that the usage of these gifts must be under the control of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要被主洁净再来用。
So we need to be cleansed by the Lord before we can use them.
另外我讲到天生的才干跟恩赐还是不一样，我再举另外一面的另外一个角度的例子。
From a different perspective, I'll give you another angle.
我曾经跟你们做过见证。
And I gave you this testimony before.
我从小从来没有想过有一天我会用口来服侍主。
I never imagined in my youth that I would serve the Lord with my mouth.
因为我从小在家其实是老幺哈，这个上次讲过了，这个老二是心理不平衡哈，在我们家当老幺其实也心理不平衡。
I'm the youngest in my family. Oftentimes we know that the middle child has that middle child syndrome, but in my family.That middle child syndrome fall to the last one.
因为这个长幼有序，所以什么事情都是老幺要负多责哈。
Because in our upbringing, it's very orderly, so the youngest one always get all the responsibility.
所以我觉得我是很勤快的人。
All the work that is to be done, so I'm very diligent.
我就在教会里面都是做事情的。
So they're doing things in God's house.
然后另外一方面，我小的时候有口疾哈，就是嘴巴。
I stutter.
Yeah, 这个是学出来的，我跟你们讲过哈。这是学来的，恩赐 stutter 是学来的。
He learned how to stutter.
因为我爸爸因为我爸爸跟我们讲说，决定不要去学人家口疾的人。
And so my dad told all of us, don't learn from anyone who stutters when they speak.
因为你一学就学会了。
Because once you learn it, try to imitate them, you'll catch it.
因为我爸爸说他就是学人家。 结果学会了。
Because my dad tried to imitate someone and he caught it.
所以他花了很多年才克服。
And it took many years to overcome it.
那我就不相信。
And I didn't believe him.
我就试着学学看。
So I went and imitated someone.
结果一学学上了。
And I imitated the way he stuttered.
我劝你们年轻人一定要听爸爸妈妈的话。
And I caught it. So brothers, those of you who are younger, listen to your parents.
我们中国人有一句话说，不听老人言，不听老人家讲的话，吃亏在眼前。
And there's an old saying in Chinese that if you don't listen to the elderly,You're going to suffer right before you.
所以 我从小就变成口疾了。
So ever since I was young, I began to stutter.
我爸爸回家的时候。
So when my dad came home,
我们那时候住在日本式的房子榻榻米哈，离开地稍微高一点。
And we were living in a Japanese style homes in Taiwan, and it was elevated from the floor.
我坐在他面前，榻榻米的面前。
And so I was sitting right in front of him.
我为了叫他一声爸爸。
And for just to say, daddy.
他现在睡在那边打瞌睡，听不到哈，没有关系。我就啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪倒到那个榻榻米，啪。这个爸爸才出来。
My dad's fallen asleep, but when I was young, I tried to say, "Ba ba 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 ba," and then I went "ba," and I fell on the ground and it came out.
好辛苦哦，你知道吗
？It took so much effort for me to get it out of my lips.
跟人家结结讲话都结结结结结巴巴。
Yeah,
不要再学了，不要再学。
When I spoke to other people, I spoke just like that. Don't imitate me.
然后第三件事情。
And thirdly,
我们家六个兄弟没有女的。
And so among, I had five other brothers. There are no sisters among my siblings.
然后我初中、高中都参加合唱学校，全部男生。
And so in junior high and high school, I was
都是 boy 的 school. 所以我不知道。
All the boys, there were only boys in the school.
所以我跟女生讲话脸红，咽口水。
So when I have a problem talking to girls, I get my face just starts to blush, and I would keep swallowing my saliva.
所以非常辛苦。
So it was very very hard.
然后第四件事情。
And fourthly,
从我14岁开始，我的瘤从身体其他的部分跑到脸上来。
At the age of 14, the tumors that were on my body.Is now migrated to my face.
怎么切都切不掉，越长越快，肿得大得不得了。
It doesn't matter how many operations I would go through. We can't get rid of it. It just keeps growing and growing.
我想我已经讲了足够的理由，你们可以知道我为什么从来没有想过要做出口，站在台上。
I gave you sufficient examples as to why I would never imagine that one day I would serve the Lord as a speaker.
所以当我23岁在美国读研究所的时候
，So when I was age of 23, in grad school studies here.
查经班的弟兄姊妹再三的说，余弟兄你一定要上去讲道。
The brothers and sisters in our small group in our Bible study, they encouraged me. You need to go up there and share.
你知道吗？我在主人面前说 No, no way. 脸上肿成那样子，然后讲话又紧张。
So I said to the Lord, No way, because I was nervous and I was nervous in speaking as well.
不可能的。
I said it's impossible.
也是不可能的。
It is absolutely impossible.
所以他们硬是要我讲，你知道吗？我长话短说哈。我的第一篇讲到，我一点不夸张哈，我大概花了快2个月预备。
And I'm being very serious with you. The very first message that I gave, it took me 2 months to prepare.
然后第二个我不夸张的是，我真的从创世纪翻到启示录。
And I literally went through the scripture from Genesis all the way through Revelations.
把我这本已经用了40年的圣经哈，所有里面 highlight 的部分我都看过一遍。
And I went through and looked at all the highlighted portion in this Bible that I've used for 40 years.
所以我第一篇的讲道是集新旧约大成。
The very first message that I gave was the summary of the Old and New Testament.
我把所有的重点都写得不知道多少页。
And I have all the key points that were written down, many pages.
因为第一次上台太紧张了。
And the very first time I was standing up here, I was so nervous.
我没有那种想一鸣惊人的那种想法，你没有，我只是趴在台上不晓得怎么解决我自己。
I didn't even have the notion that someone would say, "Wow, he's a great speaker," but I was just thinking, "How do I finish this and get off?"
主耶稣比我厉害多了。这个爱人不是尽心尽心尽意爱主你的神，这是律法先知的总结。他一句话就把新旧约讲完了。
So what Jesus was able to summarize the Old and New Testament, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, strength, soul, and mind.
我没有那么厉害，所以我准备了2-3页。
So I didn't have the ability that Jesus had, so I prepared like number of pages of notes.
一个小时的讲道。
And I have an hour to speak.
我讲到20多分钟，全部讲完了。
After 20 minutes, I was all done.
20多分钟。
A little over 20 minutes.
Okay.然后我就不知道怎么办。
And then I don't know what to do from there.
我几次看表在想，怎么可能
？And I kept looking at my watch. I said, "How is that possible?"
怎么创世纪到启示录这么快就讲完了
？Genesis to Revelation, 20 minutes only.
然后我很感谢主哈，我也不勉强了。
But I was very thankful to the Lord. I didn't try to force it.
然后我就说我讲完了。
And I told everybody I'm done.
我说我们一起祷告。
And I said let's pray.
不到半小时讲到讲完了。
Within not even 30 minutes.
底下半小时不知道干嘛。
Nobody knew what to do for the next 30 minutes.
结果没有想到我们那个查经班团契，它不是一个中国教会，它只是一个学生团契。
And that Bible study group is just but a particular fellowship group of the church.
我们根本没有操练所谓的 open prayer 这种开口祷告，都是带聚会的人祷告。
Within our group and at least the church that we went to, there is no open prayer, and just those who were in the position of leadership they would pray.
然后我下台不知道怎么办，我就说大家有感动的祷告。
So I got off the stage and I didn't know what to do, so I asked, "Brothers, if you're moved, would you please pray?"
但是没有想到一个接一个祷告哈。
And then one after another, they began to pray.
啊，他们不是捧场哈，你说他不是捧场。
They're not trying to make me feel better.
而且很多人祷告还居然哭了。
A lot of people when they were praying, they actually start to weep.
所以我就说，我说主怎么回事啊
？And then I was marvel. I said, "Lord, what happened?"
啊，所以后来他们因为那一次继续又叫我讲。
So because of that one message, they encouraged me. Could you please
继续叫我讲。
They asked me to keep continuing.
那我现在先讲这个例子，等一下我也要回到这个例子来。我先讲就是天然才干跟属灵恩赐是不一样的。
This is to let you know, for certain that our natural talents and our spiritual gifts they're not the same.
从人的角度，于师母很早就说，你讲话的口才决定比不上我们中间某个弟兄。
And Sister Nancy already told me a long time ago that your ability to speak eloquently cannot compare to such a brother.
要描写一件事，要描写一个经历，哇，那个口才真好，特别中国大陆出来的弟兄姊妹各个行。
And to describe a particular experience.A lot of brothers from China, they're very, very eloquent in describing it.
哎，我很不喜欢讲台湾来的、大陆来的，但是我跟你说哈，就在这个点上，从台湾来的真的输得心服口服。
And I really do not like to make the distinction for those who came from Taiwan, those from China, but be honest, those who come from China, they are really much better.
你们可以把死的讲成活的，真的很厉害。
And those things that are dead, somehow the way you describe it, it comes alive.
那个恩赐啊，发飙啊，哇，真的很棒。
And your ability to just be so expressive, you're so good.
但是弟兄姊妹，我现在就是告诉你哈，你先不要被自己的天生的才干限制。
Brothers, I want to say, don't be limited by your natural talents.
同样的，你天生的才干如果很强的话，你要很小心。
Similarly, if you are very strong in your natural talents, be careful.
我很希望你被神用，但是 in a right way.
I desire that you would be used by God, but used in the right way.
要经过死而复活，经过更新的奉献。
Through death and resurrection, and through this sacrifice before God.
所以一个人底下我没有时间回答这些问题。一个人可不可以有很多恩赐？当然可以。
Can someone have multiple gifts? Yes, of course.
你看保罗有多少恩赐
？Look at all the gifts that Paul possessed.
他讲哥林多教会口才恩赐都全备。
And when he talked about the Corinthian church, they're very eloquent in speech.
那个当然是指的教会。好，那第三个，这个他会不会失去呢
？Thirdly, can you lose it?
我只能回答有可能哈。
And I can only say it is possible.
因为你看参孙，神的能力从他身上出去了。
Yes, when Samson, it's very obvious that the power of God was taken from him.
当那些先知偏离正路的时候，神就不再借他们说话。
When the prophets have departed from the right path, God no longer spoke to them.
那就算那个talents 还在
，and even if the talents still are there，
但是圣灵的膏油、神的祝福离开你
，but the anointing of God and the blessings of God have departed from you。
你剩下的是一个空壳子
，and what you have is but an empty shell。
狗碗装的纯净的橘子汁
，and this bowl that is used to feed the dog has the orange juice。
再好的橘子汁，别人不敢喝，因为器皿不干净。
No matter how great the orange juice, because the vessel is defiled, no one will use it to drink from it.
这个祝福不能够成为祝福了。
So the blessings is no longer a blessing.
我们要很小心。
So we need to be cautious.
我们看到很多人失去了恩赐了。
We've seen a lot of people that lost their gifts.
第四个。
Fourthly,
恩赐有大小轻重之分吗
？Are there any differences in the magnitude and the significance?
当然有。
Of course there is.
就跟身体每一个肢体都有它的功用。
Just like every member of the body has its function.
每一个功用都很重要。
Every function is important.
但是功用的确有大小之分。
But there is a significance. There is a difference between their functions.
我们上次说过头跟脚。
Oh, we gave an example, a clear example of your head and your foot.
对不对？圣经上哥林多前书十二章明明讲的，头对脚说我不需要你，就不能不需要他。
And just as the scripture says, if the head that has no right to say to the foot that I have no need of you, then we don't have any need of it.
我说如果头跟脚要你去掉一个，你会去掉哪一个
？But yet I said, if you were to have to forego one of those members, which one would you let go?
我们当然去掉脚了嘛，留下头。
Of course, you would keep your head and let go your feet.
那功用是有大小之分的。
So there is a difference in significance of the magnitude. magnitude of usage.
但是
of course, but,
从马太福音二十五章我们可以看得出来。
From Matthew chapter 25, we can see.
主耶稣讲五千两、两千两跟一千两。
And those were the 5,000, 2,000, and the 1,000 talents.
的确好像恩赐有大小不同。
Yes, there are differences in the gifting.
但是你从主耶稣奖赏的原则跟他那个比喻的重点就在于要我们注意不是注意恩赐的大小而是注意你在恩赐上有没有忠心的运用有没有在主的面前忠心的交账
So if you pay attention to this story that Jesus was telling Jesus is not emphasizing the differences of the magnitude of the gifts but the faithfulness in using these gifts
它的确有大小之分但是神的奖赏主的奖赏不是根据大小而是根据你有没有忠心的使用它
Yes, there is difference in measure but God's reward has everything to do with our faithfulness in using it
最后怎么样子分别真假的属灵恩赐呢
So how do we distinguish lastly the difference between real and fake spiritual gifts?
当然第一件事情根据圣经
Foremost according to scripture
第二件事情
Secondly
保罗劝我们主耶稣劝我们要警醒祷告免得入了迷惑
Jesus says pray and watch lest you are tempted
因为在末后的时代有很多假先知一些假基督都会出现的。
Because in the end time, there are many false prophets or false Christs that will come.
所以我们要很警醒的祷告。
So we need to be watchful and pray.
要好好的读主的话。
And we need to be diligent in reading God's word.
你看很简单的一件事情。
And something very simple.
现在极端的灵恩派到处讲先知预言。
The extreme charismatics, they talk about prophecy.
这是我们最不放心甚至最反对的一件事情。
And it's one thing that worries us, and that's the one thing that we reject.
先知怎么可以弄训练出来的？怎么可以学出来的呢？
How can a prophet be trained or can be taught?
怎么可以试验出来的呢
？How can it be tried to be a
prophet? 所以我看到他们的讲义上说，就像你学骑脚踏车一样，刚开始会摔跤，没关系，摔几次以后就不摔了。
So these extreme messages that says, oh, it's just like riding a bike. You get up and you try a couple of times, you fall. After a while, you won't fall anymore.
你说圣经上怎么说
？What does the scripture say?
生命记十三章告诉我们，如果他所说的话没有应验，这就是假先知。
Deuteronomy chapter 13 says, if the words that he's spoken has not come to pass, then he's a false prophet.
哪里有说你可以试几次的呢
There's no example of you could try a number of times.
当你说感动 你自己里面觉得神感动说觉得这件事会成就你不是站在先知的角度说那就没有关系因为你只是在学习嘛。
And if you stand in the position, if you feel that the Lord has moved you to say this, then you're learning, yes, you're not standing in the position of a prophet and proclaiming it.
我觉得 主感动我主给我话叫我要搬回到中国去 那你就顺服这种东西不是站在先知的角度发预言
And if you have the move the Holy Spirit within you then maybe you should move back to China Yes then obey and move back But this is not standing in the position of a prophet and prophesying
当你在这里说预言的时候你没有应验神就说我没有打发他他是随着本心说预言
And if you spoke something and you claim it as prophecy and it does not come to pass then God says I have not sent such a person he has spoken the prophecy in himself
这个人是要除掉的
And this man is to be done away with
那第二件事情在生命记 到了第十八章呢你告诉我们
And Deuteronomy chapter 18 it tells us
对不起十三章是十八章才是讲必须应验
Again, chapter 18 says that it must come to pass.
十八章二十节到二十二节，你们回家看。那现在《生命记》十三章第一到第三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse.
这里是讲到，虽然他应验了，虽然他可以行神迹奇事。
And in this particular chapter, it says that even if it is fulfilled, even the miracles and wonders are done.
但是他的教导，他的带领是叫你离开神。违背神的律法，这样子的先知要剪除的。
But if this teaching is teaching you to depart from the Lord and against Scripture, then such a prophet also needs to be done away.
他要你跟随他过于跟随主，他要你听他的胜于听圣经的，这是假先知啊。
If this person wants you to listen to him more so than Scripture or more so than God Himself, then it's a false prophet.
就算他讲的应验了，就算他能行神迹奇事。都不可以要除掉的
Even what he said comes to pass Even what he said is wondrous He needs to be removed and done away with
你看圣经上讲得清清楚楚但是今天就是有这么多人追求这些事情
And the scripture is very clear concerning prophecy But there are a lot of people who are pursuing
另外一个是关于主第二次再来就是有人在那里讲哪一天哪一年要来
And secondly there are those who will prophesy concerning the second coming of Christ And there will be those who will say the Lord will return on such and such a date
韩国台湾中国美国到处都有人在这里发这种预言
In Korea, in Taiwan, in America there are a number of people who are giving such prophecy.
圣经上明说那日子那时辰没有人知道。
And the scriptures made it very clear that day and that time, no one knows.
如果有人告诉你什么时候要来，说不要相信，但是今天就是这么多人相信。
And the scripture says that if someone tells you such a day that the Lord will come, the scripture says, do not believe. Yet many are deceived today.
他们相信到一个地步，孕妇把孩子堕胎了，因为反正主要来了。
They believe it to the point where mothers would abort their child because the Lord would come back.
他们卖掉这个。辞掉工作搬到山里面去迎接主再来
and they would quit their jobs sell everything go up in the mountains and wait for the Lord's return
为什么不回到圣经呢
why don't we come back to the scripture
所以弟兄姊妹我们要回到主的话里
so brothers and sisters we need to come back to scripture
然后借着警醒祷告让圣灵来保护我们
and being watchful unto prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to protect us
然后活在教会里面接受身体的保护
and to live in the church under the protection of the body
你看我光回答问题我底下道都没空讲我现在开始讲道
and now I'm going to beginthe message, I only spend the time to answer the questions.
在这里讲怎么样子发掘认识自己的恩赐呢
And we say, how do we explore, discover our spiritual gifts?
第一件事情你要先切慕属灵的恩赐
And first foremost, you must desire spiritual gifts.
尤其要当求多得造就教会的恩赐
But especially those gifts that edifies the church.
所以我在这里列了哥林多前书14章第一节、12节跟26节。
So I listed 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, 12, 26.
他说要切慕属灵的恩赐，其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。这个先知讲道不是说预言的讲道哈。
It says desire spiritual gifts, particularly that you were desire the gift that you would be able to speak.
这里就像讲台的说造就人的话。
And this is the ability to speak words that edify.
不是 fortune teller 在讲将来要发生什么事情，不是那个啊。
It's not fortune telling. It's not the ability to speak of what's going to happen in the future.
十二节，既是切慕属灵的恩赐，就当求多得造就教会的恩赐。二十六节，你们聚会的时候或个人或有诗歌或有教训或有启示或有方言或有翻出来的话凡事都当造就人
verse 12 and verse 26
好那在这里恩赐到你可不可以向神要
and so can we ask God for spiritual gifts
我们可以向神求恩赐吗
can we ask the Lord for it
当然可以
of course you can
因为圣经上已经教导 要求
because the scripture says desire it
但是圣经上告诉我们在求的时候第一件事情不是为你自己求
but the scripture made it very clear the foremost you're not desiring it for yourself
是为了教教会而求
But for the sake of the church that you're asking for
为了让神能够使用我们来服侍神的儿女们而求
that the Lord will use us to serve brothers and sisters we're asking for with that purpose
所以没有自己的动机
and there is no selfish motivations
没有自己的坚持
there is no assertion of ourselves
而是为了神家我们向神显明我们该有的恩赐
but for God's house that we ask the Lord reveal the gift that you've given us
第二件事情要求能够造就教会的恩赐
secondly pay attention to those gifts that can edify the church
你在这两件事情里面就比较放心就安全的
and if you can hold fast to these two things then we can say that we're on safer ground
所以如果你自己都不在乎自己有没有恩赐
but if you don't even care whether you have any spiritual gifts
就其实也说明有时候我们也不在乎神家了
and we actuallyreveals the fact that sometimes we don't care about God's house.
因为神给恩赐是要叫我们有效的来服侍主，来建造神的家。
Because God gives us these gifts that we may effectively serve the Lord and serve God's house.
然后你根本不 care， 表示神给你的礼物你连开都没开。
But if you don't even care about these gifts, it means that these gifts that God has given you, they are still unwrapped.
所以你要知道自己恩赐是什么，你需要先珍惜神给的东西。
And before you can know what your spiritual gift is, you need to treasure the things that God has given you.
带着渴慕，带着喜乐来认识神给我们的恩赐。
With a joy and a delight to know the gifts that God has given us.
所以第二个点我就讲到要看重神所给的恩赐。
And secondly, we said that you need to esteem the spiritual gifts that God has given us, or value them.
你不仅仅需要知道自己一定有，而且已经有。
And not only do you know that it was given to you, but you have already received it.
刚才以弗所书第四章第七节我说过了他我们个人蒙恩都是照着基督所量给个人的恩赐
and chapter 4 of, verse 7 of Ephesians it says that by grace it was given to us according to the measure of the gift of Christ's gift
他是给 each one of us
Again, for each one of us
他是给每一个人的
every single one of us
所以我才说问你们说有没有恩赐应该每一个人都说有
And that's why when I ask the question Do you have spiritual gifts? Everyone should say yes
虽然你还可能还不知道它是什么
And perhaps you don't know what that gift is yet
但是已经有了
But this verse says very clearly That it was already given to us
因为彼得前书第四章第十节我们上个礼拜的背诵经文
First Peter chapter 4, verse 10.
中文说个人要照着所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
And, the scripture says that according to the gifts that we receive, we need to serve one another.
但是英文圣经是说 as each one has received a gift.
And in the English version, it makes it very clear, each one have already received.
那是神已经给了。
And it says that you have already received it.
那个经文彼得前书第四章第十节打一下，有打吗
？First Peter chapter 4 verse 10.
就是讲到 as each one has received, 就是这个完成式来表达的。
And verse 10 says, as each one has received a gift, is something that's already been perfected.
所以不仅仅每一个人都有。
And not only everyone has a gift,
而且已经有了。
But you already received it.
好，所以接下来。
And then so when we continue,
那我们怎么知道自己得到的是什么呢？
How do we discover what we have received?
第一节在这里接着讲。
And then we continue on.
借着生命的成长，它会显明出来。
By the maturing of this life, it will become more apparent.
我想为一个很简单的例子啊。
And I'll give a very simple example.
一个小 baby 生下来。
When a little baby is born,
假装他能讲话的话。
Let's say that that baby can speak.
他能够知道你在问什么的话。
Let's say he knows what you're asking.
你如果问他他的脚是干什么的。
If you ask him, what are your feet for?
他一定讲不出来。
And he wouldn't know. He wouldn't be able to give an answer. Because he doesn't know.
哎，我有点不好意思哈，正好我两个这个儿子刚刚正好出去，他们两个很小的时候哈。
And sorry to my sons that I've used them as an example again, but when they were young,
你趁他们不在，我讲一下他们的例子。他们很小的时候
，when they were very very young,
有一次我问他们说鼻子是干嘛的
？And I asked them what's the nose for?
那我小儿子一天到晚流鼻血哈，所以他说是流鼻血用的。
And Aaron who had a bloody nose all the time, he says for the sake of my nose can bleed.
那我的大儿子常常抠鼻屎，所以他说是抠鼻屎用的。
And David always picks his nose.And he says, for the sake of picking my nose.
他们是大概才两岁、四岁，都是很小的孩子。
They're about 2 to 4 years old, so they were very, very young.
所以他们认为鼻子是为了那个。
So they thought the nose was for that purpose.
所以你问一个小 baby 脚是干嘛的
？So if you ask a little baby, what are your feet for?
他讲不出来。
He wouldn't know how to.
因为他还没成长。
Because he's still growing.
等到他慢慢成长的时候
，When he's matured,
有一天发现脚可以拿来爬，在地上爬。
One day he discovered that he can actually crawl with those things.
有一天发现他可以走。
And then all of a sudden he discovered he can stand on
them. 有一天发现他可以跑。
And then one day he discovered he can run with it.
有一天发现他可以踢球。
And then all of a sudden he discovered I can kick with it.
他可以跆拳道。
And then I can do taekwondo.
他所有的功用都出来了。
All his functionality becomes to appear.
随着生命的成长，随着生命的操练，他成长了。
And by the maturing of life, by the exercise of this life, it becomes more apparent what it is for.
这个操练是建筑在生命上。
And this exercise is built upon the foundation of life.
不是像我刚才讲的先知的预言是像骑脚踏车那样学出来的，不一样。
It's not like speaking prophecy, as the example we've given, that you can learn it as you're riding the bike.
那个是你没有，你自己勉强去学出来的。
It's something that you don't have, and you're forcefully trying to get it.
这个是神给的。
But the gifts of the ability to walk, something that the Lord has given the baby.
你借着成长，它被显出来的。
And through the baby maturing, it becomes very apparent.
你借着操练，它老练了。
And by the process of use, it becomes more useful.
第四个。
Fourthly,
借着圣灵的显明和印证
through the revealing and the confirmation of the Holy Spirit,
当你真正在用神给你的恩赐的时候
when you're really using this gift that God has given you,
你会经历到圣灵特别的工作和祝福在你的身上
you'll discover that the Holy Spirit particularly blesses and anoints it.
当你真正在用自己的恩赐的时候
and when you're really using that gift,
你里面有一个说不出来的踏实
and there's a certainty that is within.
好像你找到 the right spot 一样
as if you know that you found the right spot.
虽然可能你刚开始不成熟
perhaps at the very beginning, you're still wobbling.
可是当你每次服侍那件事的时候，里面有一个说不出来的负担，有一个 passion 在你的里面。
But every time you serve and using that gift, there's a passion that's unspeakable words within you.
你知道那是圣灵在我们里面印证我们。
You know the Holy Spirit is identifying it with you.
他膏油膏我们。
His anointing comes, anoints us.
还有圣灵帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit comes along and helps us.
因为圣灵在显在个人身上都是叫人得益处的。
Because what the Holy Spirit has revealed in our lives for the benefit of those who may be blessed.
所以当我们 properly, 当我们合宜的来使用它的时候
，That when we use it properly,
我们正确带着正确的动机来使用它的时候
，When we use it with the right motives,
我们在圣灵的管理底下来使用它的时候
，And under the control of the Holy Spirit, we use it.
我们在身体的和谐配搭里面来使用它的时候
，And the harmony of the body serving together,
你会发现这个东西出来，你自己就得生命，自己就得祝福。
You discover that when you use this gift, that you yourself is being blessed by it.
你会说不出来的
，You don't know how to express it or explain it.
所以不要把那个恩赐的表达都放在讲台上或是 worship team。
Don't think that the expression of these gifts are only apparent as a speaker or as members of the worship team。
所以你看罗马书那里讲到有安慰人的，有劝化人的，有做事情治理事的。当你摆在对的位置，你有个说不出来的舒服。
The book of Romans tells us that there are gifts that are comforters, that there are those who are administrators, and when you are doing the right thing,You know it fits.
别人去做你的事就做不出来。
Someone else was doing the same task you're trying to do. It doesn't fit.
别人去关怀去看望就是做不出带不出你带的做出来的果效。
And when someone else goes to do the visitation and the caring, it's just not as effective as the way you would do it.
当你去关怀别人的时候让人遇见耶稣让人碰到爱。
And when you go care on someone, that person all of a sudden they met Jesus, they know the love of God.
所以圣灵会印证然后在身体里面你就去用它得到肢体的印证。
Yes, the Holy Spirit will confirm it, and when you use it,Within the body of the Lord, the body will confirm it.
当不是手在那里要做手的事情的时候
，and when a member is not the function of a hand is trying to do the things of a hand,
你就发现全身不舒服。
You'll discover all of a sudden the entire body is not comfortable.
我上次举的例子，明明是手要到后面去抓痒的。
I gave you a very clear example. It's very clear that the hand would be able to scratch the back.
你就试试看用你的脚去抓痒看看。
You go and try to scratch your back with your foot.
不仅仅你抓不到
Not only can you not get the spot,
就算你练过芭蕾舞你真是弯过去了抓到了
and even if you're able to stretch your body the ability where you can reach that spot
你不舒服全身也不舒服
You're not comfortable and the rest of your body is not comfortable
你顶到墙上磨来磨去也可以了但是就是不舒服
and you can rub your back against the wall and maybe it'll help but you're still uncomfortable
所以身体会给我们最好的印证
So yes, the body will testify
你不是做出口的硬要站在台上讲道
If you're not someone who's supposed to speak and you say, I have to stand up there and speak,
你就发现那种低头族就是一个最好的印证。
And you'll discover everybody's heads will be bowed.
大家都低下，很好 very good. 大家头都低下去了。
Everybody would be just not listening to you.
就魂游向外了。
And their spirit will wander.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要在主的面前把自己放在身体里面。
And we need to put ourselves in the context of the body.
让身体也来显明，也来印证。
And so we let the body reveal it and confirm it.
那最后讲到怎么样子操练而且善用自己的恩赐
And lastly we want to talk about how do we exercise and properly use our spiritual gifts
既然是在身体的里面我们要很谦卑的接受身体还有属灵前辈们的成全
So if it's in the body that it is being that we're exercising that we got to humbly receive the equipping of the body and of those who are in the leadership
身体真的会给你印证的
Yes the body will show you
你一直觉得你有唱歌的恩赐
You feel that I have the gift of singing
可是你每次在诗班在 worship team 里面的时候这个你就很突出哈。
But every time you're in the choir or you're in the worship team, you are, everyone can hear you.
Yeah. 身体会显出来的。
The body will reveal it.
弟兄姊妹我们要在这里接受别人的成全。
And you need to be equipped by others.
这就是今年的主题成全圣徒各尽其职。
This is what is the topic for this year, equipping the saints for the work of ministry.
我们怎么样从恩赐的角度被成全。
And from the perspective of these spiritual gifts, how can we be edified?
也能够正确的从使用恩赐上来成全别人。
And from the proper usage of these gifts, that we may edify others.
第二个，要珍惜每一次服事的机会，要全力以赴。
And secondly, treasure every service opportunity and give it all you have.
不仅仅要不住的长进，而且要追求卓越啊，把它达到最好。
And not only to continually seek improvements and to grow, but to pursue excellence.
神非常在乎我们重视他所给的恩赐。
God do care aboutHow much we value the gifts that He's given us.
也在乎我们在他面前忠心认真的来经营他。
And He cares about our faithfulness in administering those gifts.
所以五千两马上就去赚了五千两。
So those who had the 5,000 talent, they went out immediately. He earned more.
两千两马上就去用，赚了两千两回来。
Those who had the 2,000 talents, they went and he earned two more.
主都夸奖他们
And so the Lord, praised them.
因为你们在这些不多的事上有忠心
Because on these things, small things, you've been faithful.
可以进来享受你主人的快乐
Come and enjoy the joy of your master.
昨天在小组培训的时候我说过
And so yesterday in the small group leadership training,
我们属灵的生命不是长进就是退步
Our spiritual life, we're either growing or we're falling back.
我们不是在基督里长进，我们就是在旧造的里面，我们堕落了。 了。
Either we're growing in Christ or we're backslidden in the old creation.
所以保罗说，我们外体虽然一天毁坏一天，但是内心却一天新似一天。
And so Paul says that our body may be perishing, but our inward being is renewed day unto day.
外面退步，里面要进步啊。
The outward body may perish, but inwardly it needs to improve.
所以你看，我们前一阵子读了以弗所书第四章，那里一直讲长进、长进、长进，要长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，要凡事长进，连于元首基督，然后目的是要叫身体渐渐增长，都是讲到长长长长。
So Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13 to 16, we keep seeing the repeated words to grow, to grow, to grow.
所以我们一定要在恩赐上要不住的长进。
So in our spiritual gifts, we need to grow in that aspect as well.
所以我曾经跟你讲过一个很伟大的雕刻家，以前人家问他最得意的是哪一座，他都会是讲哪一座是他最得意的。
And there was a very famous sculptor, and when people ask him what is the one work that you're most proud of, he would begin to describe such and such a work.
直到后来他更老练的时候，他就改的说 my next one, 我的下一座。
Until he became more seasoned and he would respond differently, he says my next piece.
有人问你哪一次戴饰戴的最好，你就应该说 my next one.
And if somebody asks you what is the best time that you led or the best worship that you've led, your response should be the next one.
你哪一次戴茶巾戴的最好， my next one.
When did you lead the Bible study the best, your response should be my next one.
不是说你今天就不负责了哈，你等着看看我将来哈。
It's not to say that I'm not going to be responsible right now and for today, but just wait for tomorrow.
而且每一次都要全力以赴，我的下一次要比现在更好。
But every time I give it all I have, and the next time will be better than what I did today.
第三个就是顺从圣灵，以荣神益人为目的。
And thirdly, to obey and to rely on the Holy Spirit for the purpose of glorifying God and being beneficial to all other people.
弟兄姊妹，我再讲一两句话就结束了。
And I'm going to conclude very quickly.
我还要说啊。
I'm going to say again.
神是乐意将各样的祝福赐给我们。
God so desired to give us all sorts of spiritual gifts.
很多的祝福是在你个人里面得不到的。
A lot of blessings cannot be obtained when you are by yourself.
只有在教会，在身体的里面才能得到的。
And those blessings come and they are apparent only in the context of the body.
我们蒙福的度量。
The capacity by which we may be blessed.
我们被神使用的度量。
The capacity by which we may be used.
不仅仅决定在 leader 们的 quality， 他们的品质。
Yes, it is determined by the quality of the leadership.
也同样的决定在我们到底在主的面前。
But it's also determined by when we are before God.
我们是不是各占其位，各尽其职？
Are we all standing in the right place and doing the right thing?
是不是百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长？
Are the joints truly knitted together that we are supplying help and aid to each other that we may grow in Christ?
我们彼此都需要对方。
We all need one another.
要珍惜哈，一定要珍惜神给的恩赐。
We need to treasure the gifts that God's given.
要花功夫去发现，去知道自己的恩赐到底。
With diligence, go discover and know what these gifts are.
然后要谦卑的在神家里面接受成全，接受别人的帮助。
And humbly in God's house, allow the equipping of others and the help of others.
然后让我们每一次用的时候，我们是全力以赴的，不断的追求进步。
That when we are exercising our gifts, that we use it with all of our strength and we do it with our very best.
然后我们都是为着要荣神益人。
And with one purpose, to glorify God, to bless all man.
叫神可以因你们得到荣耀。
Through it may be glorified.
我们就把这段经文读一下，好不好？
So let's read this
彼得前书四章十到十一节，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。好，我们再唱313首。刚才我在会前想到这一首，正好陈明也提到313首，我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Hymn 313, we'll sing the very first and the last verse.
我们希望把我们这一生交在神手中。
We want to give our entire life into the hands of the Lord.
我们天然的恩赐，天然的才干，人生的经历，都经过神的洁净跟我们的奉献。都可以被神 用来祝福别人。
Our natural abilities and the things we have experienced in our lives can be cleansed by the Lord as a blessing to others.
既然是奉献的歌，我们站起来唱，好吧？ So 我此生做奉献，毫无保留在你前。为我静静关于你们 们早晨都一起站在你宝座面前。
Lord Jesus, this morning we all stand before your throne.
我们愿意把我们这一生都奉献在你的手中。
We're willing to give our entire life into your hands.
我们不仅仅将身体献上当作活祭。
Not only do we offer up our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们愿意把我们这一生你所有在我们身上所预备我们的也都放在祭坛上
But this entire life, all that you prepared, we will lay it on the altar.
你来洁净我们
Come and cleanse us, Lord.
你让我们这一切天然的东西都经过死而复活
And all the things that is of our natural self will go through death and resurrection.
把它奉献在你的手中
That they would be offered into your hand.
当你使用的时候
And yes, O Lord, would you use them?
你是那样子的自由
That you would be able to use it so freely.
当你使用的时候
When you use it,
人从我们的身上得着的就是你的自己
that man may receive yourself through us,
看不到器皿本身
that they will not see the vessel itself,
而是让我们享受里面的丰富
that they may enjoy the fullness within,
人能够从我们身上得着基督
that man may receive Christ through us,
哦主啊祝福你的教会
Lord bless your church,
兴起我们在座的每一个人
raise everyone who is here today,
不管年长的年幼的
regardless of our age,
不管刚信主多年的
regardless of the years that we have been saved
不管我们的恩赐功用是明显的还是隐藏的
whether our gifts, the usage of them are apparent or are they hidden
主让我们百节各按各职
that we pray that all the joints would be knitted together
都照着个体的功用彼此相助
that according to the function of each that we would help and aid one another
让你的家是一个健康丰富的家
that your house would be a healthy and a full,
我们谢谢你
house of fullness
我们谢谢你
thank you Lord
我们也向你求多得造就教会的恩赐
And we ask you of the gifts that would edify your church
把我们所欠缺的赐给你的教会
That which is lacking to us, O Lord, give it to us
让我们能够在各方面都丰富
That in every aspect that we may be rich
能够更自由的来侍奉你来荣耀你
That we may more freely be able to serve you and to glorify you
谢谢主
Thank you, Lord
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name,
Amen 好，请坐
Please be seated